Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Saturday, March 31st, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on or this morning on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We are broadcasting live today. It's a special Saturday show. We normally broadcast Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you all kinds of great experts in their field about backyard poultry and sustainable living. And today is kind of a fun day. We didn't broadcast yesterday. We were on the road heading down here to Tallahassee, Florida. In fact, technically today, we are in Woodville, and we are here broadcasting live at the Woodville Ace Hardware in Woodville, which is, I guess, kind of a, you would say, a suburb of Tallahassee. Nice town. We had a good time. Got in here early yesterday afternoon. Stopped by here at the Ace Hardware. And let me tell you, you think Ace Hardware in your head. And, you know, I'm familiar with Ace Hardwares, and we got them up there where we're from. And I arrived at this one, and it was absolutely amazing. It's like a Ace Hardware on steroids. It's absolutely a really, really nice store, and they got it all set up. They sell about 3,000 baby chicks here every year for Chick Days. 3,000. So we know backyard poultry is real popular down here. From what I understand, it is absolutely legal to keep a few hens in your backyard here, so that makes sales good. But each year they sell about 3,000 with their Chick Days event, and that's why they've invited me down here, because they are having their annual Chick Days. In fact, we've got a big Chick Days event today, and we're broadcasting live right here in the front. Come on by, say hello. And we'll be broadcasting live from now until 11 o'clock a.m. We'll take a little bit of break for 30 minutes, and then we've got a Getting Started with Backyard Chickens workshop we're going to be teaching inside the store. So don't let the rain turn you away. Come on out and enjoy it. And from 11:30 to 1:30, we'll be having a Getting Started with Backyard Chickens workshop here at the Ace Hardware here in Woodville. And then after that, we'll be doing a book signing and answering all of your questions about keeping backyard poultry. Really looking forward to it. We got another event this week, too, as we hit the road. We'll leave here, and we're going to be heading south. We're going to be heading down to Brevard County along the eastern seaboard of Florida, down there at, I think it's Vieira. I think it's pronounced the city of Vieira. Down there in Brevard County, they got a group down there that's fighting to change the laws and ordinances about keeping backyard poultry down there. Just so happens they knew that I was going to be in Florida, or I saw someone posted that they were had a county commissioners meeting. County commissioners meeting this Tuesday at 9 a.m. And so I said, you know what, it would be kind of crazy, even though I'm trying to get down here, go to the beach and see some family and enjoy my family at the beach. I said, you know what, we got an event here in Tallahassee. We're heading down to Volusia County. Brevard County is one county next door. It would be, I couldn't sleep at night knowing there was a backyard chicken fight going on in the county next door, and I was here, and there was a council meeting, and I wouldn't do anything about it. So very, very cool. I'm very excited about that. Tuesday morning, we're going to be waking up and heading down there to Vieira, the city of Vieira there. I guess it's in Brevard County from what my information gives me. And we're going to be talking to the county commissioners there. Of Brevard County this coming Tuesday at 9 a.m. If you're within a couple of hours drive, come on out. It'll be well worth it. I can meet you and say hello. We can strategize about getting the laws changed there. Talk to the great folks there who are trying to get the laws changed so they can keep a few backyard hens. And I'll be speaking again to the county commissioners on Tuesday at 9 a.m. And then after that, we're going to be heading up north that same day as soon as the meeting is over and I have time to chat with everybody and strategize about their game plan. I'm going to head up to Titusville and visit one of our sponsors, Brency. The headquarters of Brency here in the United States is in Titusville, Florida. We're going to stop there and take some folks out to lunch there and say hello and strategize about their advertising on the radio show that they've been doing for a couple of years. So I'm really excited, number one, about the event today. Really excited to go fight for backyard poultry down in Brevard County on Tuesday. And then hopefully I'll be having my toes in the sand under the umbrella with me, Jen, and Caleb here for most of the week and visiting my aunt and uncle here near Ormond Beach. So definitely looking forward to that. So it's kind of a not really a work vacation. We have done that before, and it never seems like a vacation. So I promised my wife and family that, okay, when we go on vacation, I'll cancel the radio show for the week. You know, everybody's got to take a family vacation. But like I said, we booked this event, which was fabulous because it was on our way down to the beach, which worked out great, and it was on our way anyway. anyway, so that worked out well. And then the great thing is that, again, I talked my wife into allowing me to go speak at the commissioner's meeting. So we're really looking forward to that. Power to the poultry, fighting for everything poultry all around the country as we continue the Chicken Whisperer tour. So, and I think Jen's trying to get in the chat room with no success. So I know sometimes it's difficult. You on Firefox? Yes, you're on Firefox trying to get into the chat room. Let me get a sound check, too. Let me do one more sound check in the chat room one more time, because sometimes when you put two or three computers on one wireless network here, it'll slow it down a little bit and makes okay. Sounding good still. Thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate that. You never know when we're on the road and we're broadcasting in different places. We know we couldn't broadcast inside, so mainly because the metal roof would definitely end up ruining our sound. So we're right out here. Can't miss us. Come on by. Apparently there's going to be hot dogs and chips and Cokes and all kinds of great goodies to eat. There's a pet rescue that just pulled up, I think, that they're going to have some pets here. They got all kinds of things here at this awesome Woodville Ace Hardware. And here about 11:30, we're going to start a Getting Started with Backyard Chickens workshop. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. We got some prizes to give away to all our listeners out there in Radio Land. Remember, there wasn't a show yesterday. We normally have Fun Friday, and that was it's normally a hoot. We give away a lot of prizes from our sponsors. And since we were on the road, we had kind of like a fun Thursday. We gave away a few prizes. We talked to a lot of people, and that show went by quick. So nonetheless, we have some leftover prizes that we didn't give away on Thursday that we're going to give away today. And all you got to do, yep, we can even take your calls. We still have a 50-caller phone bank, even when we're broadcasting on the road. It's very cool. And many of our longtime listeners remember that we actually have done the radio show driving up the road live on the way to Nashville one year. Before we had little Caleb, Jen was driving the SUV. I was in the passenger seat, and we were broadcasting live, taking your calls from all over the country while we're at mile marker 365. But it was really fun, and we had a good time, and the technology there is really, really amazing. If you don't listen to the show very often, because, you know, normally, again, broadcasting Monday through Friday from 12 to 2, we have, again, all of our regular listeners, our chat room chickeneers. We have a really good time with that. And then every now and then when we hit the road, we do broadcast live on Saturdays. That's what we're doing today, Saturday from 10 to 11. And so let me, for all our new listeners or first-time listeners, I'll explain to you kind of what we're all about and what we do. Monday through Friday, I would say the show is about 60% backyard poultry and keeping chickens. The other 40% is sustainability and how to live a sustainable lifestyle. And kind of our schedule basically looks like this. Every single Monday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, we welcome the chicken doctor, Peter Brown. He comes on every single Monday. He'll have a health topic that he will discuss, and he will be taking phone calls all about your possibly sick chickens or chickens that need some advice. So every Monday, the Chicken Doctor with Peter Brown. Tuesdays is a mixed bag every single week. The first Tuesday every month, we're very proud to have world-renowned heritage chef Steve Pope. He comes on every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month. The second Tuesday of the month, we welcome the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. They come on and talk about heritage breeds and saving different breeds all around the country. So the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy on the second Tuesday. Third Tuesday is a very unique but popular show. We welcome Andrew Odom, founder of tinyrevolution.us. He comes on and he talks about living a minimalist lifestyle and his life and his family, about how they've embarked on that challenging lifestyle of living a minimalist lifestyle. The last Tuesday of the month, we welcome Christine Heinrich. She's an author of a couple of great books, and she's also with the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. And so that wraps up the Tuesdays for the month. The first and third Wednesday is our gardening segment. We have Garden Wise Living with Arlena. That's the first and third Wednesday of every month. Thursdays also great shows. The first and third Thursday every month, we welcome poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD. She also has topics about raising backyard poultry, small flock poultry, and has great topics that she shares on the radio show. And then the second and the third Thursday, the second and fourth Thursday, we welcome Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine. He's here talking about how to live a sustainable lifestyle. Great, great topics that you can also see in his publication, Back Home Magazine. And every Friday is Fun Friday. We give away a lot of great prizes here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, and you can just call in. We have a chicken trivia, movie trivia, TV trivia, and we have a lot of fun with that. So Thank you for tuning in. We do have some great prizes to give away, so we can go ahead and do that. Let me get over here to the switchboard, and we will open up the phone lines. We've got a $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com. You can go there now, being online, listening to the radio show live, critter-cages.com. You can head over there. We've got a $15 gift certificate we're going to be giving away to anything that you want to buy there at that website. So you can go ahead and pull up that website and start looking at what you might want, because we're going to take some calls here in just a second. Anybody and everybody is eligible. Anybody and everybody, if you have not won anything from critter-cages.com in the last 30 days, you're eligible to win this prize. Again, $15 gift certificate, just like cash money in your pocket when you go to get something there at critter-cages.com. We're going to open up the phone lines now. We're going to take caller lucky number 7. We'll start today, Saturday. Caller lucky number 7, 347-637-3237. Switchboard starting to light up. 347-637-3237. Go ahead and dial that number. Give us a call in. $15 gift certificate, critter-cages.com. What are some of the things we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the Getting Started with Backyard Poultry workshop? We basically try to cover a little bit about everything in the workshop. We know we'll have folks that have had chickens for, 6 months, for 1 year, for 5 years, for 10 years. We may even have some folks that are actually getting started today. They're coming into the Woodville Ace Hardware. They're getting their brooder kit. They're getting the heat lamp. They're getting the heat bulb. They're getting their brooder. They're getting the shavings. And they're getting their baby chicks. Did I mention they sell about 3,000 baby chicks here every single year for Chick Days at the Woodville Ace Hardware? Yep, absolutely. It's a real popular place to get your baby chicks, and they've got a ton of them here. They got really nice breeds inside, and we walked in, and of course we could hear them all just chirping in there at the Woodville Ace Hardware. But the class a little bit later, we cover a little bit about everything. We start out talking about the movement and what the movement means, and how it's really sweeping the world, not just in America, but over in Europe and, of course, in Australia and even up in Canada. And we talk about the movement and backyard poultry, about how the benefits of backyard poultry. Many times if they're already here, they've already done some research, they already know about backyard poultry, they're here getting ready, they've made that decision to go ahead and get started and get their baby chicks. But if not, we try to educate them on all the great benefits of keeping backyard poultry, which, of course, you know who keep poultry. We know, number one, it's education for our kids, letting them know where food comes from. They want their eggs to travel 30 feet instead of 1,500 miles. Of course, they want to have them as great insect control in your backyard. Chickens eat all kinds of great bugs out of your backyard, so it's an all-natural insect and pest control in your backyard. They make great composters, as you know. They'll eat just about anything off of your plate that you don't finish, and then they turn that compost, that food compost, that now doesn't have to go in the trash because you fed it to their chickens, they turn that great compost into fertilizer for your garden. So all kinds of great times. So we talk about, again, the movement and how it's rapidly spreading all over the world. We talk about all the great benefits of keeping backyard poultry. And we're talking about 6 to 8 chickens in your urban backyard. We're not talking about 60. We're not talking about 6,000. We're not talking about 60,000. We're talking about 6, 8, 12 backyard chickens in your backyard. It's great food for you and your family. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Then we talk about how to get your backyard poultry. Are you going to get them here at the local Ace Hardware? Are you going to order them online? Are you going to get them from a local farm? How are you going to get your backyard flock? And then once you get them, are you going to hatch them out? Maybe you want to get some fertile eggs and you want to get an incubator and you want to hatch out your baby chicks and start out that way. And if you do, what kind of equipment do you need? Then we talk about brooding. If you get your baby chicks here at the Ace Hardware, then, of course, you're going to need a brooder. We talk about setting one of those up and what rates having a brooder. Then we talk about getting started birds, or maybe adult birds, and the advantages and disadvantages of those. Then we get in and we start talking about the brooder. We talk specifically about incubation. And we start talking about coops, what needs to be incorporated in a coop. We talk about predators, how to keep your coop predator-proof and your run predator-proof from the predators that are out there, because we know everybody loves chicken, and those predators will have nothing else to do but time to figure out how to get to those chickens and have a free meal on you. Nobody wants that. Of course, then we talk about different feeds, how to start feed, what feed start your backyard poultry on, when to transition over to a layer feed. We talk a little bit about medical issues, but not too much. So, again, we got 2 hours, and it goes by real quick, so we try to cover as much as we can, talk a little bit about everything with our backyard chickens workshop that we're going to be doing starting here at 11:30. All right, let's go over here to the phone line, see if we get a winner here. We said caller lucky number 7. We're going to the phone lines right now. Caller calling in from area code 620. 620, you're live on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Andy, it's Grover.
Grover, all righty. Super Grover, and I believe it's Kansas. Super?
Yes, sir.
All righty, very good. Hey, you know, I think I saw a post on your Facebook, or maybe I posted something the other day about what's his name, Reed Timmer, the tornado
yeah.
chaser, I guess. You said you've
yeah.
met him?
Yeah, he stopped through here chasing tornadoes a couple of times.
That's awesome. Of course, you being in Kansas, kind of the tornado capital of the world, I reckon. But
yeah,
we're
28
so...
miles from Greensburg.
Okay, that doesn't tell me much of anything. But
well, Greensburg was that town that was wiped out, and they had the big show about it. I mean, the whole town was wiped out.
Really?
And they've spent a whole, like, 4 years, 5 years rebuilding the community. It had an EF5 hit it, and there was a show on TV about it and all sorts of stuff. But, yeah, we're in the middle of Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley, absolutely. So how you got to talk to him, shake his hand? How you know,
yeah.
he seems like a pretty great guy.
He was a very nice guy. They stopped right next to the cafe, little cafe here in town, and were making plans about which direction to go. It's like a truck stop parking lot,
right.
And they were all pulled up there with their wild vehicle and stuff. And there was three or four different groups that were in town that day.
I
but
bet
we
so.
See them all the time during tornado season. But you know, I have to say, Andy is. You guys are getting a lot more tornadoes than it seems like we are getting.
It is. You know, I don't know if it's and we've talked about this on the radio show when we've had the garden show, that I think even the agricultural zones, based on what zone you live in, has actually changed. Now, if you want to consider that because of global warming, if you on that bandwagon or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, I mean, last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, we had the horrible storms come through Alabama and, of course, Georgia as well and Tennessee. And lately they're starting to move even further east up through Michigan just a couple of weeks ago. So it's you're right. I'm not sure what's going on, if it has to do with global warming or just it's just our year. I'm not really sure, but speaking of that, it's kind of interesting. By the way, Grover, you have won a $15 gift certificate to critter-cages.com, being caller number 7, and being lucky and having fast fingers today on the show. So I know you know the drill, you've won before on the show, so just send me over that email with all your shipping information. I'll get that over to the folks at Critter Cages, and we'll get that out to you. I posted
Thanks,
this
Andy.
Yesterday. You're welcome. I posted this. Stay with us for a little bit. Enjoy talking with you. Not really related to chickens by any means, but, you know, people are often wondering, you know, with the Chicken Whisperer and when what we're doing. But it's so funny. We packed up the car. We're heading down here to Tallahassee yesterday, and I got my phone rang. I picked it up, and it was a producer with an A&E television show called Storage Wars. They produced that as well. Shipping Wars. And so, you know, we were using that website, UShip, actually, because we have a storm shelter up in Benton, Illinois, and it's just sitting there waiting to get shipped down here to Ideal, Georgia. And so the guy said that he is just so busy with all these storms we're just now talking about, Grover, that his shipping guys are just tied up. If I wanted this a little faster, that I could, you know, work out my own shipping. So I took advantage of that and started calling around, and one guy said, because, you know, we don't have a television in the house, so one guy said, hey, you need to go to uship.com and see all about that. You can post where the item is, where you need it to go, and all this, and they start bidding on how much they'll actually ship it to you for, all new to me. So this week we actually did that, and I filled out, you know, all the information. I started getting some bids from some shippers and whatnot to get the storm shelter down to our house. And lo and behold, yesterday on the way down here to Tallahassee, the phone rang, and it was a producer for that television show. Said, hey, we saw your storm shelter on UShip, and we think it's neat. It's unique. It's kind of neat looking. We got one of our star shippers on the show that's heading that route anyway, and we'd like to feature you and your storm shelter on the TV show Shipping Wars. So I was like, okay, I don't have a TV. I've never seen the show. I read a little bit about it online and to see what was going on and what it was all about. But I emailed him back last night. I contacted the shelter manufacturer. Of course, they're all on board with it. Get a little free publicity from the television show. So I don't have all the details, folks, but I will let you know and keep you posted if we're one of the chosen few that get our our storm shelter on the television show, and they got a film crew that follows them from pickup all the way to the delivery. And so, but yeah, I'm not a fan of storms either, Grover. I couldn't live in Kansas, I don't think. Well, but that's one reason.
Will that help alleviate some of the shipping costs?
Yeah, in fact, they said that they're the people that the stars of the show that ship, they're actually I'll go to commercial break in here in just a second, and we'll put that on. They said that their shippers are competitive, so maybe we'll save a little bit of money there. But to be honest with you, the dealer said that they would go in 50-50 for getting on the show. They'd cover 50% of the shipping costs, so that was a bonus too. So Jen says, hey, you just never know what kind of blessings are going to head our way. And we're very thankful for that. So it was awesome. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of storms. I said, you know, living in that house that was built, you've been there, 1900. We love the house. We love the area. But we don't stand a snowball's chance in that thing if it rolls through. So I said, I got to protect my family. You know, you just have to bite the bullet. It's just another insurance. We have car insurance. We have homeowners insurance. You have health insurance. And this is storm insurance, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's a one-time purchase. And as long as we live there, we'll have a safe place to retreat to if storms come through. And so it'll be, however long the storm shelter is there, and we're there, we've got that insurance. So, Grover, thanks for calling today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We appreciate it. And what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to go to a commercial break, and we've got some local media here. They got to wire me up with a mic so they can hear better for their coverage of the event. So we're going to go to commercial break. You'll probably still hear me chatting a little bit in the background, but we'll go to commercial break. When we come back, we got more prizes to give away. We have a $15 gift certificate to SolarNightEyes.com. We've got actually a brooder kit that we're going to give away, a nice brooder kit. If you're getting chicks this year, it's valued at about $45. We've got that to give away. We got a lot of prizes to give away. So stay with us, folks. Enjoy the chat room. I'm going to come in there and say hello as soon as we get back after this short break. So stay with us.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Just saw a couple of nice 3-gallon waterers head out the door here for Chick Days. We'll be back right after this.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
And one more.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
This looks like
a job for
Super Chicken?
You get the super sauce. I'll don my super suit.
No, folks, that is not the local tornado siren, and thank goodness we just had a little cloud blow over, and it rained pretty good here, but not a problem. We are underneath the front patio, I guess, if you will, and we got folks setting up under some tents here for some awesome hot dogs and chips and drinks and whatnot for lunch. So if you're just tuning in, thank you very much for tuning in today. We are broadcasting live from Tallahassee, Florida. Actually, we are in Woodville. We are at the Woodville Ace Hardware here for their Chick Days event. They every year here they sell about 3,000 baby chicks for Chick Days, and so very successful with that. Backyard poultry is hot here in Tallahassee, and so Woodville is basically a little subdivision or a little area just south of things. So, sir, I was wondering if you could. It's really getting. I'm not a fan of cigarette smoke, and it's kind of irritating. So he's out here right by the front door smoking, and I just will not tolerate that, especially with my little boy here. So, but So, yeah, we're in Woodville, and we're having a great time here at the Woodville Ace Hardware. Come on, stop by. The sun's peeking through the clouds now, and we're going to have a really, really good show. We're broadcasting live right now from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then from 11:30 to 1:30, we're going to have a Getting Started with Backyard Chickens workshop here inside the Ace Hardware. Don't worry about the rain. Come on out. We've got air conditioning and lots of great chairs and seats, and we're going to be teaching backyard poultry here for a couple of hours, and then we'll have a book signing immediately following that, and I think someone here wants me to sign a book, too, so I'll get to that here in just a few minutes. Let me get over here to the chat room and say hello to all of our says show or no show on the 6th, Good Friday. Actually, Kara, I know you've been really busy and hadn't joined us. There's actually no shows next week. We it's spring break for Jen. You know, she's a teacher, and it's a well needed vacation. Let me know. We've been traveling all over the place. It's been kind of crazy, and so we're definitely looking forward to getting down here to the beach. And it just so happened it worked out real well that the Woodville Ace Hardware called us and said, "Hey, is this date available for to have you out and come in and celebrate Chick Days?" And I said, "Well, absolutely, it sure is available." So we were coming through town on our way. So we got the event today, and also we have another event, actually, that's going to be coming up on Tuesday. We're going to head down to Brevard County. We're going to be in Volusia County. Brevard's right next door, from my understanding. They've got a group or a club down there that's trying to get the ordinance changed in Brevard County so they can keep some backyard hens for a local food source. So I told my wife, I said, you know, it'd be kind of ridiculous. I don't know if I could sleep at night knowing that there was a backyard chicken fight going on in the county next to me with an actual kind of county commissioner's meeting, and for me not to actually go and speak. So this Tuesday, 9 a.m., if you want to come out, love to meet you, love to say hello to the Brevard County Commissioner's meeting. That's going to be in Brevard County, I think the city of Vieira. I may be pronouncing it wrong. 9 a.m., I'm going to be speaking there. I got 5 minutes to basically what I'll be planning on doing is debunking the myths, rumors, and stereotypes that backyard poultry brings to a community. Folks that have never had chickens in their life, if they say, "Oh, well, I grew up on a farm, no chicken smell, and have all these problems." Well, we're not talking about a farm. We're talking about a small residential area. We're talking about 6 chickens, not 60, not 600, not 6,000, not 60,000. We're talking about 6, 8, maybe 12, 12 chickens. Let's see, where are you at in Central Florida? Okay, they were just talking about the chat room. And so we just try to go in there and debunk the myths about keeping backyard poultry. You know, someone will stand up and say, "What, chickens stink?" No, they don't. That's absolutely false information. Chickens themselves do not stink. It's the chicken waste that can stink, just like dog waste, cat waste, turtle waste, lizard waste, snake waste, gerbil waste, and even human waste if not properly taken care of. So we just go in and kind of debunk these myths that people shout out about and misunderstandings and stereotypes about keeping backyard poultry. They often talk about, "Oh, well, if you allow backyard poultry and backyard chickens in our town, then it's going to attract rodents and mice and other things like that." Completely and utterly scientifically false information. Chickens themselves do not attract mice and rodents. Actually, they are interested in a food source. They're interested in a food source or a water source. So what we do is we'll go in and we'll say, you know what, if you're concerned about backyard poultry attracting mice and rodents, then you don't need to be, because as I went through town today, I noticed a lot of people have backyard bird feeders. and they even have bird feeders in their front yard, you know? Well, let me tell you, that is a food source for your mice and rodents. So maybe in this town you need to consider banning backyard wild bird feeders if you're concerned about that. Guess what? Potted plants? Maybe we need to think about banning potted plants in this city. Well, why? Well, because that's a water source for mice and rats. If you're so doggone concerned about allowing chickens here because you're worried about mice and rodents, well, then guess what? Maybe you need to go ahead and ban potted plants out on your back deck because that can be a water source for plants. And maybe you want to ban wild bird feeders because that also can be a food source for different mice and critters like that. So you're just putting things in perspective for everybody. One of the biggest things we hear when we're on the road across the country about keeping backyard poultry is, I don't want chickens to come to my town because property values. I'm afraid it's going to lower our property values, okay? The easiest way to really debunk that myth, and it's just that a myth, is to say, show me the proof. And I've been begging for this information for about 5 years now, nationwide, on the air, on tour, news media, everywhere else. Show me the proof anywhere in America where somebody got, for example, $10,000 less for their house because a neighbor had chickens or because the town they were selling their house in allowed chickens. It doesn't exist. Nobody can show you the proof. If you can show me the proof where someone in this town or in this county, Brevard County coming up on Tuesday, for example, if you can show me proof where someone got $10,000 less for their house because a neighbor had chickens or because the town allowed chickens, not just Florida, not just that city, not just that county, I open up to nationwide. If you can find me one case nationwide where that's happened, we'll discuss it. Until then, it's a moot point. Don't even bring it up. You can have a realtor that can come in and say, well, I've been a realtor for 9 million years, and I'm telling you right now, chickens will not reduce property values. It still doesn't mean much, even if it's on the pro side, because the other folks that don't want them could have a realtor come in and say, well, I've been a realtor for 4 million years, and I can tell you that it would be difficult to sell a house if a neighbor had backyard chickens. So it's all moot. You have to use the facts when you go and fight for backyard poultry, and so we just say, show me the proof. Anybody on the planet, show me the proof where somebody got less for their house because the neighbor had chickens or the town they were selling in allowed chickens, and then we'll talk about it. Until then, shut your mouth, sit down, thank you for playing. I gotta love it. Let me get here into the chat room and say hello to everybody. We got BYP. He is located down there in Florida. Maybe we're going to be seeing him when we get down there, a little bit closer to Ormond. We got Critter Lover. She's a regular in the chat room. Thank you very much. We got D's in there. We got Dragonflyer. She's a regular. East Dallas Dave. We got several guests. Thank you very much for tuning in today. We're going to give away some prizes here in a minute. We've got Jackie. We've got Joseph. We've got Matthew. Matthew, are you in the feed and seed store today? Are you broadcasting and streaming us live in your feed store? We've got Megan. We've got New Dawn Farm Girl. We've got REP GTR. Let's see, we've got Richards joining us, we've got Sweet Potato, and of course, Super Grover. So thank you very much all in the chat room. So, popping out, I apologize about that. Again, we're broadcasting live, so you just never know what's going to happen with our sound. But thank you for keeping me posted. So Matthew, he's got a feed store up in Washington State, and that reminds me, let me just go ahead, and I'll send a big shout-out to everybody out there. We'll send a shout-out to all the over-the-road truck drivers that listen to the show. We thank you very much for listening to the archive on iTunes, podcast.com, Zoom.com. We thank you very much. To a shout-out to the over-the-road truck drivers that listen to the show. I want to send a shout-out to all the homeschoolers that listen to the show Monday through Friday and use us as a part of their educational curriculum. And, of course, want to send a shout-out to all the feed and seed stores all around the country, which live Monday through Friday, 12 to 2. Thank you very much for doing it. We're going to open up the lines one more time here. We've got a $15 gift certificate to solarnighteyes.com. $15 gift certificate. That's like having in your pocket. $15 gift certificate to Solar Night Eyes, N-I-T-E, solarnighteyes.com. Anything that they have at their website, $15 gift certificate. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're just going to take a caller. Three. Oh, man, you got fast fingers, folks. You better call in real quick. 347-637-3237. That's 347-637-3237. Caller number three, you got to have fast fingers. $15 gift certificate. Everybody is eligible. Give us a call right now. If you haven't won anything from Solar Night Eyes in the last 30 days, you are eligible to win this prize. Give us a call right now. Fast fingers. Caller number three, 347-637-3237. 37. Give us a call, and you'll win this $15 gift certificate to Solar Night Eyes. You can use these things for many different applications. We have them surrounding our garden. Keeps the deer out. I can guarantee you 100% say our beautiful, beautiful garden. We have a 1 acre garden, and when we started planning, everybody was like, "Oh, what you doing? Getting ready to feed the deer? Oh, deer are gonna eat you alive, boy! I can't believe you're planting a garden this size. Deer! You're not gonna have anything. Deer are gonna get you." Well, I said, "No, they're not. No, they're not. We got it covered. Don't worry about us. We'll have plenty of produce." we put up about 13, maybe 14 of these solar night eyes units all around the garden, and not a single deer in our garden this year. It was absolutely awesome. So we got some yapping going on in the background, and hang on just a second. Hey, Sam. So we got had some dog. We got the rescue here, and they were doing really good. Then all of a sudden they started seeing and starting getting riled up. So we got a little dog barking in the background. No big deals. Call number three, according to Jen, 347-637-3237. And we got that. So no problem. Occasional barking is okay. Just not consistent if we can. So no problem at all. Let's go to call number three. Here we go. Live on the air. Caller from area code 810-810. You're on the air. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Andy. It's New Dawn Farm Girl.
New Dawn Farm Girl. Awesome. In the chat room, congratulations. You were lucky three. Caller number three, Fast Fingers. How cool is that? You've won a $15 gift certificate to SoNice.com. And what state are you in?
Michigan.
Michigan. Up there. Now, you didn't get affected by those bad storms that ran through a couple of weeks ago, were you?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, goodness gracious. You didn't have any damage from those?
No, we lost some trees.
Okay. Trees can be replaced. Lives can't. But then, just probably unlike toothpicks. There? Uh-oh,
oh.
You got this. Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Still there? Still with us?
It died.
No. Okay, we'll put her on hold for just a second. So let me get back here and do a sound check. She said that she couldn't hear me here. So we'll do one more sound check here because apparently she heard me. Who doesn't enjoy a little dog barking in the background? Well, if it was 2 a.m. and you were trying to get to sleep, that's another thing we talk about. And so, we're breaking up a lot. Let me do one more sound check. You just never know when we take the show on the road what kind of sound quality we're going to have. We do the best we can. So we want sound check. There's about a 25 second delay. So we'll see if it. You gonna go ahead and shut down yours? You heard the breaking up a little bit. Yeah, just go ahead and shut down yours. That's a little bit more power. Okay, a little bit ago. Okay, now it comes and goes. You know how it is with the internet radio connection. Again, the switchboard is out of New York, so we're sounding better now. Very good. You just never really know. I didn't even attempt video. Because we get sound today for our broadcast. Normally we broadcast also in live HD video when we're on the road, but I wasn't even going to try that today to make sure we had all the bandwidth for the radio show today. We got more prizes to give away. Let me see. We still got about 15 minutes, so we're going to open up the phone lines again, and let me see if we can get her back. Farm Girl,
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. There you go. Very good. So you lost a couple of trees in that storm up in Michigan. I guess trees are better than lives lost, so that's good. Oh, I must have lost her again.
Nope, I'm still here. I can barely hear you, though.
How many chickens do you have?
40. Nope, he's gone again.
How many chickens do you have?
Yes.